And today we are joined by Lily for our album review. So Lily, you have got to tell me all about the album you chose for this week.
Hi guys. So yeah, I chose Deadbeat by Tame Impala. Huge Tame Impala fan. The first time I saw them was like 2019 at Lala.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that was like a huge game changer.
Yeah.
So, seeing like Currents live. Insane.
Mm.
Especially like I feel like that's like at its prime too. But yeah, the new album's awesome. It's kind of different than their last like previous stuff. I think it has like more of a techno beat, and I was watching a lot of interviews about Kevin Parker. Tame Impala is one guy. I was watching a lot of interviews with him, and he even admitted like, if I was gonna put out the same stuff, like it would just be boring. I'm not putting stuff out to play on the radio. I'm putting stuff out for himself, which okay. I thought was really cool.
Yeah, I am curious. I have not listened to this whole album yet. I need to though. So I gotta know, do you have like a couple favorites from the album?
Definitely. I feel like Dracula, just like when it came out on TikTok and stuff, like that was really fun for the time.
Oh yeah.
Especially like pre-Halloween. Loser and End of Summer.
Okay, I need to check it out, this whole album out. I gotta know, do you have like a rating out of 10 for this whole album?
Probably an 8.
Okay.
Just because it is different and like I think took a lot of people, like caught a lot of people off guard. But no, I think it's still really great.
All right, well, we will be back to talk more about the album. But for now, we have got a song from it. This is Tame Impala with Dracula here on New Music Monday. Tame Impala, Dracula, as a part of our album review for this week by Lily. And I know, Lily, you said you've seen them live before. I have been seeing a ton of clips from this tour that they're on right now. I know Tame Impala was just at United Center the other night. Would you want to see them like again? Or do you think since you've seen them once, you're kind of like over it?
Definitely. I would totally see them again. And it was just a different vibe, just it being Lala, but like they have insane like laser shows
yeah.
and stuff that like goes with the music. It's awesome.
Yeah, I was curious about going to this tour. I looked it up and nosebleed tickets were like $275. Which is crazy for a nosebleed ticket.
I'm gonna like pass out. What?
And it's just gonna keep going up.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen a nosebleed that expensive.
That's like Ariana Grande level, yeah. like expensive.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
You know that the artists like have the choice to not make it dynamic process, like payments
yeah.
or whatever they call it. But you know he's choosing not to.
Yeah. I so. Don't know. But since you've been a fan for like a while, do you have an all-time favorite Tame Impala song?
Ooh. Like Nangs, probably on Currents.
I don't know if I even know
or like,
that
yes,
one.
Yes, I'm Changing. Yeah.
You know some deep cuts. Do you have a favorite, Elizabeth?
Ooh.
I think mine is just Let It Happen. I love that.
Yeah,
song.
Love that, great. That
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. Let me look really quick.
That's like and the one that yeah, like held up.
For sure. And it's like long. Like he has like longer songs,
yeah.
like 8-minute songs. And he has this on his new album too.
Okay. Loki, I'm going to go with Elephant.
Oh, yeah.
Or Music to Walk Home By.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely need to check out this full album. But if you want to read Lily's full album review, you can check that out tomorrow on WZND.com.